In today's show, breaking news, China's third largest bank rugs BTC. I'll be sharing with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Check it out. Agricultural Bank of China issued a notice that they will not participate in virtual currency transactions and related activities. Customer accounts participating in such activities will be closed and customer relationships will be terminated. Then 15 minutes later, it appears they deleted the notice. And as pointed out here, China Logistics from Guangzhou confirms to CNBC it's airlifting 6,600 pounds of Bitcoin mining machines to Maryland, USA. And as pointed out by Alice Gladstein, the China-dominated Bitcoin mining era may be coming to an end. It will be a source of rich irony for future historians to teach that the world's free, open, and decentralized monetary network was secured in its early years by individuals inside a repressive dictatorship. And as Charles Edwards from Capriole Investment shares, the Bitcoin network has just experienced the biggest attack in its history. The worst-case scenario for a China mining ban has now played out, but there is some good news to this. I'll be sharing this with you in today's show. Also in today's episode, Rich Dad Poor Dad's Robert Kiyosaki warns of the biggest crash in the world history and expects a $24,000 Bitcoin price. As he shares right here in this tweet, the biggest bubble in the world history is getting bigger. Biggest crash in the world history coming. Buying more gold and silver. Waiting for Bitcoin to drop to 24,000. Crashes, best time to get rich. Take care. Now for some positive news, billionaire Steve Cohen says, I am going deep into crypto. I am fully converted and I am not missing this. That's right. And this is a pretty big deal considering his company holds $22.1 billion in assets under management with 1,650 employees around the world. Also in today's show, the Bitcoin price can still hit $450,000 before the end of this year. $135,000 is the worst case scenario. According to Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, he tweeted, Bitcoin is below $34,000, triggered by Elon FUD puppet Musk's energy FUD and China's mining crackdown. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all the major altcoins are currently correcting in the blood red. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at CryptoNewsAlerts.net. Again, that's CryptoNewsAlerts.net. And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's BlockFi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? All right. Welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover. Massive FUD inside the market. Let's break it down. Bitcoin is going lower into the week's trading. Monday has seen a test of levels below 33,000 and the bulls are currently struggling. What could be next with bullish short-term voices? Few and far in between. It seems that crypto just isn't of interest to investors right now against the backdrop of macro market uncertainty, low volumes and claims of a bull market top. Bitcoin has a lot to do to convince the market that the good times still lie ahead. Now for the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week. Number one, spotlight on the Fed. Once again, the main focus for investors throughout the economy this week is the Federal Reserve. After last week's comments from Chairman Jerome Powell, the U.S. dollar made strong gains while stocks then staged a sell-off as market participants repositioned. The Dow Jones, for example, fell 3.5% in a day. It's worse since last October. Now the volatility came because Powell hinted that the Fed might soon begin tapering the extent of which it intervenes into the market. Also, a reduction in purchases, which CNBC notes currently comes to around $120 billion per month. Also, Powell will speak again on Tuesday, this time before the Senate, and it is thought that he will give more info on the news, which he broadly outlined last week. They're all going to give us now the fine print of what's in the statement and what Powell said. Should surprises appear, the volatility that characterized the past few days could continue, which is good for the dollar and bad for Bitcoin. And checking out this tweet from Crypto Wed. He wrote, I didn't get good vibes from this Bitcoin chart when I woke up. One of the reasons is, in my opinion, the sudden strength in the dollar since last week. I do think the dollar is going for a double correction and putting pressure on crypto until the dollar reaches the red box, which you can see right here on your screen. He added that the dollar could continue to pressure Bitcoin until the US dollar currency index hits around 94 from its current level of 92.2. Now for the next factor to keep your eyes out on this week in the Bitcoin market is Chinese bank deletes anti-crypto statement in minutes. That's right. It's not a good look for Bitcoin spot price action as the week gets underway, but who's to blame? In addition to the Fed, another economy is wielding its influence on crypto markets once again. This time more directly, it's coming from China. In a statement, the Agricultural Bank of China, the country's third largest lender, explicitly stated that its services must not be used for crypto-related transactions, as I shared with you in this tweet in the intro of the show. And what makes it also very interesting is the fact that 15 minutes later, it appears they deleted the notice. Just more FUD, nothing new under the sun, 2021 getting rugged by the third largest bank in the world. The result of its publication was instantly recognizable. Bitcoin plummeted by over $1,000 in minutes before rebounding to 33K. Such behavior is far from surprising, but patience is now wearing thin over knee-jerk reactions to China. The latest episode proved to be the case in point. The bank deleted the statement shortly after publishing it, but the damage was already done, as I pointed out for you. Now, overall, nothing has fundamentally changed in the Chinese government's position on Bitcoin since its controversial trading ban came into force in September of 2017. And as Charles Edwards shares here on Twitter, the Bitcoin network just experienced the biggest attack in its history. The worst case scenario for a Chinese mining ban has now played out, but there is some good news in this, as others argue that Bitcoin has gained new opportunities. Thanks to the punitive measures from both banks and government, mining will shift elsewhere and the network will flourish as a result of making use of friendlier, more reliable jurisdictions. And as Alice Gladstein points out, the China-dominated Bitcoin mining era may be coming to an end. It will be a source of rich irony for future historians to teach that the world's free, open, and decentralized monetary network was secured in its early years by individuals inside a repressive dictatorship. And as pointed out right here, China logistics firm in Guangzhou confirms to CNBC it's airlifting 6,600 pounds of Bitcoin mining machines to Maryland, USA. Now for the third factor to keep your eyes out on this week, as 30,000 support lurches even closer, concern and confusion characterize reactions over Bitcoin performance on Monday. This is because indicators of a bullish turnaround are there, but price has so far done the opposite. One of them is the funding rate, which firmly favors the bulls. At the time of this recording, rates are negative across exchanges, which is a classic sign that a move up is on the way. That's right. This is a buying indicator. I don't know about you, but I bought the dip this morning as soon as I woke up. Moves among seasoned hodlers confirm the trend, with coins being fettered away at levels before Monday's dip. Oh my, risk Astley is back, statistician Willie Wu declared, alongside a chart showing Bitcoin's decreasing liquid supply. Rick Astley refers to a popular metaphor for strong hands. Coins are moving back to the hodler who never deserts his BTC. And analyst William Clemente added that this reaccumulation echoed what happened in 2013 when Bitcoin had two bullish phases separated by a major retracement. Hodler stacking BTC heavily here. He confirmed, noting net position change data, as you can see right here on your screen. Now for the fourth factor to keep your eyes out on this week are the fundamentals echoing uncertainty. China has had a significant impact on Bitcoin network fundamentals. As Edwards noted, thanks to the broad miner shutdown, the hash rate has fallen significantly from its peak just a few months ago. And sharing this tweet from Adam Back, he wrote, PSA to front run the next round of confused China hash rate FUD. Hash rate has not halved. You are looking at very inaccurate data. 7-day peak, 130 exahashes. Current 98 exahashes, maybe down 25%. And all-time high peak, 160 exahashes versus 98 equals down 39%. Please get your basic facts right when reporting. Thanks. So the million-dollar question is it really that bad, or is this just more engineered FUD? Not everyone thinks that the outlook for Bitcoin is all bad news. Some comparisons to previous bull market years place 2021 solidly within the framework of standard price performance, as popular Twitter analyst Root highlighted at the weekend. On-chain indicators are flashing oversold rather than bearish despite the current external pressures, as you can see right here in this tweet. So bearish today, even though we are still hovering around that same range of around 35,000 totally in line with the previous bull markets, as you can see from 2011, 2013, 2017, which resembles this year, 2021. And before I break down our next story of the day, Rich Dad Poor Dad's Robert Kiyosaki warns of the biggest crash in world history and expects a $24,000 Bitcoin price, as well as Bitcoin price can still hit $450,000 this year, and $135,000 is the worst case scenario, according to Plan B, the creator of the Bitcoin stock the flow model. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see everything currently in the blood red, with Bitcoin down almost 6% for the day, now trading at $32,000, Ethereum down 8%, trading at $1,900, Polkadot down 12%, trading at $16.78, and Cardano down 5%, trading at $1.26. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Robert Kiyosaki foresees the biggest crash in history coming. The best-selling author recently tweeted, "Biggest bubble in world history is getting bigger. Biggest crash in the world history is coming. Buying more gold and silver. Waiting for Bitcoin to drop to 24,000. Crashes. Best time to get rich. Take care." However, Kiyosaki did not elaborate on how he came up with his Bitcoin price prediction. When the price of Bitcoin began falling substantially in May, the Rich Dad Poor Dad author urged people to buy the dip. "I hear, I can't afford Bitcoin. Bitcoin is crashing. Good news. Now is your chance. Get educated. Buy coins that outperform Bitcoin for pennies. Stop whining and take action," which he advised at that time. And when the Bitcoin price fell to the 37,000 level on May 30th, Kiyosaki tweeted, "Bitcoin crashing. Great news. When price hits 27,000, I may start buying again. Lot will depend upon global macro environment." He emphasized, "Remember, the problem is not gold, silver, or Bitcoin. Problems are the incompetence in government, Fed, and Wall Street." Kiyosaki has also been pro-Bitcoin. He believes that the US dollar is dying as the governments continue to give people free money. "Do not save. Buy gold, silver, Bitcoin. Dollar is dying," he said in April of last year, and I couldn't agree more. While the famous author expects the price of Bitcoin to fall to the $24,000 level in his most recent tweet, he is bullish about the crypto in the long run. He said in April this year that the price of Bitcoin will reach $1.2 million per BTC in 5 years, noting that money printing by the government, excessive stimulus, and the devaluation of the US dollar has given Bitcoin and gold their appeal. "Do you agree with Rich Dad that we'll see a short-term crash to $24,000 per Bitcoin, and long-term, 5 years from now, each Bitcoin will be trading at $1.2 million? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And before I break down our next story of the day, billionaire Stephen Cohen says, "I'm going deep into crypto. I am fully converted and I am not missing this," as well as the Bitcoin price can still hit $450,000 this year, with $135,000 being the worst case scenario, according to Plan B. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting under $1.4 trillion, with $102 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 45.1%, with the ETH dominance at 17% even. Now checking out the top gainers within the top 100, virtually nothing, minus Unised, Leo, and Theta Fuel. The rest are just stable coins, as there is a bloodbath currently in the crypto market, as you can see right here. Bakery Token, the biggest loser, down 15%, trading at $2.34. Stacks down 14%, trading at 67 cents. And Nexo down 13.5%, trading at $1.38. But out of the list of the biggest gainers and losers, which alts are you currently most bullish on during this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 23 in extreme fear. Yesterday was a 21, last week a 28, and last month a 12 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now, BTFD, by that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Steve Cohen is the chairman, CEO, and president of Point72, an asset management firm with approximately $22.1 billion in assets under management as of April 1st. The firm has 12 offices around the globe with more than 1,650 employees. He shared his view on crypto in an interview last week, emphasizing that he has finally decided that he has got to get into the game. The billionaire is quoted sharing the following, "I'm doing a deep dive into crypto. I am fully converted." Cohen added, "I have an old saying at the poker table, you got to pay to learn. There's no way around it. You can talk all you want, but you've got to get in the game." He continued, "I'm hopeful that we'll be able to start building something within Point72," adding, "We are in the process of starting to think about that." Regarding when to get into the crypto market, he shared the following, "The timing is never good. Who knows? I don't know if these things are going to go up. However, the Point72 CEO CEO is not keen on Bitcoin. Forget Bitcoin, he exclaimed. I don't care about Bitcoin. I care more about the technology behind the blockchain and how transformational it is and how disruptive it could be. Cohen further shared, I feel like the way those markets are developing could be real interesting adjacency to what we do at Point 72, stressing the following. So I'm not missing this. I'm not going to miss it. I already feel like I missed the first part of it, but I still feel like it's early. The billionaire noted that crypto is an example of something he wants to look forward and take some risk. He concluded, I may look foolish initially, but you size it accordingly, learn the game, and when you're confident, then take it to the next level. So there you have it. And before I break down our final story of the day, the Bitcoin price can still hit $450,000 this year, with $135,000 being the worst case scenario, according to Plan B. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 820 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsjess.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and hit that bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Crypto News Yes. And for those of you on Facebook, I do have a private crypto Facebook group entitled Crypto Alchemy. To join it, click this link, request to join. I'll be sure to plug you in. And for those of you on Telegram, be sure to join my private crypto Telegram chat. And for those of you on TikTok, be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin could trade at an eye-watering $450,000 by the end of 2021, while $135,000 would be the worst case scenario. That's according to analyst Plan B, who on June 20th released his latest sentiment busting bullish Bitcoin price prognosis. That's right, as he shares right here in this tweet, Bitcoin is below 34,000, triggered by Elon FUD puppet Musk's energy FUD and China's mining crackdown. There is also a more fundamental reason that we see weakness in June and possibly July. My worst case scenario for 2021 is August, greater than 47,000, September, greater than 43,000, October, greater than 63,000, November, greater than 98,000, and December greater than 135,000, as you can see right here on your screen. And he also tweeted, wait until you see my base scenario and best case scenarios. Okay, a hint, best case December this year, $450,000 per BTC. Do you agree with Plan B? Let me know in the comments right down below. He also recently shared this poll. Do you think Bitcoin will reach 500,000, 288,000, 100,000, or will Bitcoin stay below 100,000 before December 2021? And as you can see, the majority vote at 40.9% say Bitcoin will stay below 100,000, 35.9% say Bitcoin will be 100,000, 17% say 288,000, which FYI was my vote, and 6.2% say Bitcoin will hit $500,000. So yeah, Plan B says Bitcoin to match all-time highs this October. Well known as the creator of the Stock to Flow Bitcoin price forecasting models, Plan B has been repeatedly bucked by the overall market mood in the recent weeks and months. As Bitcoin sees multiple retests of lows from past months, the analysts and his models remain firmly fixed on the far brighter midterm goal for the largest crypto. As such, Bitcoin still has 4 months from rematching its all-time high, a prediction that nonetheless beats some bearish models currently circulating from traders. These include Josh Rager, who this week claimed that 64,500 may have well been this price cycle's top, something that Plan B has specifically renounced on multiple occasions. Checking out this tweet from Rager, here's the unpopular opinion tweet back in January of 2020, prior to the Black Swan, discussing why the Bitcoin peak high this cycle wouldn't hit as high as people predicted. My estimated prediction was $78,000. 65,000 is still close to the 20% decrease in ROI that we've seen in each cycle. But, and as he shares here, unpopular opinion, the next Bitcoin peak high will not be as high as most people think. Lots of analysts out there point from 100,000 to 300,000 to 1 million. Simple rate of return will show you bottom to peak return reduces by around 20% each cycle. In my opinion, the next high hits $75,000 to $85,000. So what are your thoughts surrounding Plan B's bullish price predictions? Do you agree that we can see a new all-time high this October and hit a low of at least 135,000 before the end of this year, or even as high high as 450,000 per Bitcoin by December 2021. Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you right here in today's show, China's third largest bank, Rugs BTC, and I shared with you the five things to watch out for in the Bitcoin market this week, as well as Rich Dad Poor Dad author Robert Kiyosaki warning of the biggest crash in the world history and expecting a $24,000 Bitcoin price. Also in today's show, I shared that billionaire Steve Cohen says, I'm doing a deep dive into crypto. I'm fully converted. I am not missing this. Also in today's show, I shared that the Bitcoin price can still hit $450,000 before the end of this year, and $135,000 is the worst case scenario, according to Plan B. So where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? How low will she go? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?